Starting. Hello? Can you hear me? All right. No, finish your egg salad mush. It look good. It smell good. It look good.
Killjoy on the beat, bitch.
Welcome, everybody, to Waterbuck Boulevard. My name is Aaron, and I'm here with Cindy. And I'm also here with James. How's everybody doing today? Hello?
Hello?
What? What?
We'll talk about it.
Well, it's February.
Happy Black History Month.
Listen, Black History Month is going to get overshadowed by our Lord and Savior Donald Trump.
No, he's going to add to our history. He's going to fuck our history up.
Listen, how you doing though?
Rough week. I'm too old to work. I really am.
Well, you had a good business. You should have just stuck to that, selling drugs and shit.
Okay, so now that it's legal, there's not a big demand for it, mister.
You think drug dealers got mad when they legalized the shit?
Well, I know people that adversely impacted.
Really?
For sure. Oh, yes.
Let the white man come in and steal my business. It was my job to ruin the community.
I didn't think it would. I knew it would impact it, but I didn't think to this degree. But I mean, honestly, if you think about it, the edible business, you can just go online and order it. So why,
why what?
So our lives nowadays is about convenience. And so if something is online, you just click, 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 click. So easy.
Yeah.
And because you're competing against mass production as opposed to personally made. So.
So. Rough week.
It is. Yeah. I'm so over this car thing.
You're tired.
I am. And when I work, it takes me a day to recovery.
You should do it.
And I just took some
coffee?
No.
Okay. You don't have to say. We know it's fentanyl.
Yeah, some of my fentanyl jungle juice.
Did you say fentanyl?
Mm-hmm.
What?
Oh, that woke you up. That perked you up. That took you out your phone.
Fentanyl jungle juice.
What the fuck is happening?
Yeah.
Fentanyl jungle juice.
Jungle juice, yeah.
All right. Oh. Well.
What's the other one? The cough medicine and something else.
Scissor? Lean?
No, lean. Yeah.
Scissor and lean are in this. I think they're the same thing.
Are they?
Yeah. That's Lil Wayne.
I don't know.
Drink.
So,
or the purple joint.
I'm not going to deny, or what's the other word?
Confirm
or deny what my participation will be in this podcast.
Why? Because you got too much on your mind?
No, not now.
What do you mean?
Huh?
What do you mean?
So I was feeling uncomfortable. So I eased my pain.
All right.
Okay. Well,
I mean, I have a whole refrigerator of pain easement, so okay. I'm good.
Okay.
Yep, so confirm or deny.
We should go to the chiropractor together.
Hell, I would never.
And why not?
No, I'm...
If I never. If I went and
but
you watch,
I'm not
and
having...
You see how it does for me?
I'm not having anybody fuck with my back.
Why?
Crack nothing.
Why?
Not cracking knuckles.
Why?
Mm-mm, nah.
Why?
the spine is too delicate.
It might
work. No, thank you.
It might help
no,
you.
No, thank you.
You could ask them not to touch your spine.
Nope.
What if I went and did it, and then
nope.
I told you, yo, this made me feel so much better.
I'm not.
Why are you scared?
It's not about being scared.
Is your spine made of dust at this point?
It might be.
Sure.
Yeah.
Anyway. Can you hear? I don't feel like I can hear myself.
It does sound kind of low.
Yeah, let me see. Let me put it up like this. Hello?
How was your week, James?
Hello? Okay.
My week sucked.
And this week we have a lot to talk about. Last couple weeks, it's been a little light.
No, we just neglected to talk about some things. Or we just skipped over mad shit. Like, we skipped over the whole Drake thing and, like...
The school shooting.
No, we talked about that.
We did.
Mm. We did.
I don't remember that.
Maybe it was on the list.
No, you're right.
It was on the list and we didn't talk about it, but nobody got hurt, did they?
No.
Yeah.
The killer was a black kid. He killed himself. And he killed
Was
him.
He black?
Yes.
Yeah, he wanted to be white.
Oh. Okay, so maybe in heaven, well, Nope.
Maybe in heaven. And then she says, nope. Maybe in heaven is nuts.
Alternative heaven.
He said he idolized Candace Owens and all this other shit. Nobody knows why he fucking did this shit.
He wasn't on the internet ranting and stuff.
Was he?
Yeah, I think so.
The good news is that nobody else got hurt.
Except for the little girl he killed. But
maybe we're talking about a different one.
I think there was only one.
No, there's probably a bunch that...
Let's just fly over that.
Well, right. Speaking of flying over that... she shut it up, and I knocked that shit down! And so did the black car. All right, so that...
People died, Aaron.
I'm sorry. All right, I'm sorry. Listen, this is a horrible time. And, this is crazy. This is nothing short.
It feels so conspiracy theory-ish.
So basically what happened is that I want to say that this was...
DC,
but what day was it? Was it? It had to be
Friday.
No. The other one was Friday because that's when I went to go pick up Ryan. It had to be Thursday or Wednesday.
I'm sorry. It was the middle of the week. So yes.
Yes. And in DC
one was Wednesday or Thursday.
Yes. So in DC, a Black Hawk carrying three pilots somehow collided with a
commercial airline
that was descending. To
land,
and I don't know how this happened, but there after a couple of days, there's clear footage of the crash, and it looks terrible.
How could it not see it?
So,
or hear it?
So, I found something on Twitter. Let me see if I can find it. So,
I don't know what to believe.
So, sometimes conspiracy theories have some validity to them, right? But I think a lot of time we just got to acknowledge that sometimes a lot of the things that be happening be human error. It really just be human error. So I saw this and then. It was a tweet from somebody, and they had a clear view of the crash from a camera. And then somebody quote tweeted, it was like, somebody who has piloted a Black Hawk, please explain how this is possible. And this guy goes, former Black Hawk pilot here. I'll try to describe it for you. Imagine you're looking at the world through toilet paper tubes, and everything is just shades of green and black because of night vision.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
The star with stars and ground lights hard to differentiate in aircraft lights that look like this, that look the same as those. Then you got three different radio frequencies going off in your ears. Then you're trying to navigate without any peripheral vision. And you're trying to keep the aircraft under control. You are trying to keep watch for all traffic, not just one plane, because there are several in the sky at once, and trying to mentally keep track of all of them. And you get distracted for like 5 seconds and your focus goes elsewhere, like your instructor pilot asking you a question about airspace regulations. Boom, you're all dead. Flying these machines are really tough, and the airspace and night vision goggles make it a heck of a lot harder. So, and I'm kind of leaning towards that, yeah, it was probably, it just fucked up. Bill Burr, who I listen to on his podcast, this is on Mondays, he's a pilot.
Like,
he can fly helicopters. And he talks about how difficult it is. But really? I don't think he flies at night. Because he talks about how
a lot of people say they won't fly at night.
It's difficult to fly at night. Even with all the lights of the city, and like, I can imagine the radio towers asking him what he's doing, and he's probably looking straight. Because if you look at the footage, the plane is coming down this way, and it literally collide. It looked like it hit the end of it. It looked like it hit the tail of the plane, and you know, it exploded and went down. So, I'm not one to dismiss conspiracy theories. If it feels like it has some.
I said it feels like.
No, that's what I'm saying. So, but honestly, it might have just been human error. Which is, I feel like in this day and age, everybody is so gung-ho.
Given the times and the whole gung-ho, Trump thing.
Everybody's so riled up about things.
Yeah, but he immediately blamed it on a trans pilot that was still alive. Like,
first of all, one of the pilots was white.
Yeah.
So it's like, what are you talking about, bro?
You blamed it on a trans woman. She did a video the next day like, I don't know what he's talking about. I'm still alive. Da 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 da. Like, what are you doing?
He's not good at like.
Like, they're just.
He's not good.
He's not good at.
Period.
No, he's not good at. He's good at some things.
What's he good at?
He's good at standing on business when it needs to happen, I guess. Like, we'll get to that in a second. But He basically did the same thing with the LA fires. He just blamed niggas. This not the time for that. People lost their fucking lives.
The most powerful man in the world.
That's debatable. Go ahead.
Take time to get his receipts. That's crazy. That puts him in the same category as Kanye with these crazy rants.
But that's what he does. That's what he's been doing for years. He's just a crazy old man. He has no empathy for anybody. And I think I've always said
he just got $25 million from Meta.
I mean listen, that's
Zuckerberg gave him $25 million?
It was a lawsuit.
Yeah, the Zuck gave him some money. Yeah, it's bad, man. A whole family died. A lawyer died.
Olympians died.
It's
skaters,
Russian Olympians at that.
Yeah. Really, that's bad, man. I think they found 41 people.
47
so far out of 67.
And like when it happened, there was a dude whose wife was on the plane. Text him like, "We're about to land." Then it happened, and he was on the news like, "I just hope they find her body in the water," type of thing.
Oh wow! So he knew.
He looked kind of Asian. He had short glasses.
He kind of knew.
Yeah, pretty woman. It seemed like he kind of accepted it already.
It's so crazy. Like, it's like people die more from car crashes happen more in the United States. It seems like it's very rare if someone lives from an airplane crash or.
I can't think of anything.
I heard a story on that podcast I listened to with those two ladies talking about crime and stuff, where a girl did survive a plane crash in like the Amazon, and she worked her way back through the Amazon to like civilization. But it was like some weird occurrence, like the updraft from the storm they were in cushioned her fall when she came. That like it was like a chance thing that she survived. But she broke her collarbone and all this other, yeah, like it was sticking out and shit like that. Yeah, it's crazy. It's like once, very rarely do people, when they get into crashes like that, do they survive. What is that noise? What is that noise? Am I tripping?
Is it the oven?
Oh, is that the washing machine? Oh, the dishwasher? Okay. It's fine. You can keep it on. It's fine. But yeah, so many people died, man, and it's sad, bro. It's sad. Like they're still looking for the bodies today. I don't think they're gonna find. They found the black boxes. They did find those.
On both of them.
Yes, they did find two black boxes.
Those things. I wonder what they're made of. That they always survive.
Probably titanium.
That's crazy.
Mixer of titanium and
something
steel
that they can withstand fire explosions. And
so, why don't they use that on the planes?
Probably not enough material to cover that entire air, especially a Boeing. That's a lot of titanium. Whereas steel and iron and shit like that is pretty plentiful. You know what I'm saying? I mean, that would be nice because titanium is the strongest metal in the world. It's light and it's strong. So, but either way.
But maybe if they made more titanium parts, maybe not
but it's
a whole plane, but certain
areas to help. With shit like that.
Yeah.
Good.
Maybe. Still, it just depends on how much titanium is in the world to mine enough for you to do that.
But is the cost of the titanium worth
no.
lives?
No.
No. So it's something that they should work on.
To them, maybe
no,
not.
No, something they should work on. Consider.
Well, either way, rest in peace to all them people. It's a lot to name, but the family is just that's terrible. That's terrible. An entire family gone in one fell swoop. That is crazy. That is insane. And then a coincidence, 2 days later, Friday night at 6 o'clock. A whole fucking plane in Philadelphia, PA, North Philly.
Close to Franklin Mills.
Yeah, it's not that far.
Yeah.
Fucking falls out of the air. When you look at the video, it looks like a fucking meteor is falling. Like, I still don't know. Is there any update on that?
They said it went out of the radar.
Engine malfunction? Like,
and then out. That's all I heard.
Yeah, that was crazy. Jane, I told you before when I was taking him to Dad's, he showed me a video of somebody like walking through the flames on fire. I don't know if that person was in one of the buildings or the houses or...
Yeah, I don't know either.
Yeah, it was fire.
It looked like a fucking movie.
Yeah, it looked like,
like he was just walking like unconsciously. Like,
yeah.
He wasn't
I'm
flailing.
Sure he was in shock.
Yeah, the person wasn't flailing or nothing. They were just
or
walking.
No, drop and roll.
Mm-mm.
Yeah. I don't even. Dog, that's crazy.
I see mad videos like Ring cameras. And
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's a populated area.
Hell yeah.
That's a really populated area.
Destroyed bad houses.
There was a guy that posted one of his sons. Covered the sister to protect her, and he got hit, I guess, with a piece of the
shrapnel or something.
Yeah, and he had to have surgery.
But he saved his sister.
He saved the sister, and he's in critical condition.
So apparently, it was a medical jet carrying 6 people, including a girl from Mexico who had received treatment for a life-threatening illness, and it plummeted on the ground in North Philly. Northeast Philly, causing an explosion, killing everyone on board and one person on the ground that was in a car.
Wasn't there a baby on board? Didn't somebody say, or it was pregnant? Somebody was pregnant.
Yes, medical support, medical transport carrying a child patient, mother, four others crashed. Fuck. Yeah. Damn. At least 19 others were hurt.
No shock.
That's crazy.
And it destroyed some houses. So.
So what they're saying is the explosion ignited the cars and the houses. It was like a chain reaction.
Yeah, the videos is crazy. Because
it was one big explosion and then it was another one after it in the videos.
It said they hit a gas line, I think. Scary.
Oh, wow. It had just taken off.
Yeah, it had just taken off.
Whoa.
From the Northeast Philly airport.
Whoa. Wow. And it was going to Tijuana? Oh, it was stopping in Missouri and then going to Tijuana. Okay. Girl's mother, pilot, co-pilot, doctor, and paramedic were also on board. Damn. That's fucked up, man. That is crazy. I guess that, and they don't know. They don't know what happened. Yeah, they don't. Yeah, they don't. They don't. They don't know what's. They don't know what happened. Yeah, it's too early. It's too early for either of them.
And then today,
it's too early.
See what happened today?
Huh?
See what happened today?
No.
What happened today?
Plane was about to take off, and the engine caught on fire.
Are you serious?
Where at?
Where?
That I don't remember. But
Jesus Christ, what the fuck is going on all the planes?
If I'm not mistaken, it was a United Airlines, too.
The other one was American.
American.
Sorry. Oh, plane catches fire in Houston before taking off from Houston Airport. Yeah.
So now, here we are with
it. Is Boeing, because I know there's a doc about Boeing and all the bullshit they do. Are all the planes made by Boeing?
Maybe they're the major player.
Because I know for a fact they cut corners and shit on, like, the maintenance of the planes.
So crazy.
That is insane, man. Well, thank God they fucking stopped the plane. And they fucking, they weren't able to take off. Dog, that's nuts.
I'm telling you. Dog. Just makes you wonder.
Wait, come on. I mean, when you think
about 9/11, there were how many targets? Three? Washington, New York, and Philadelphia.
No, or Camp David was the other.
Well, that's Washington.
No. Camp David's in Washington? The Pentagon got hit.
Well, I mean,
even though they say it was a Tomahawk missile,
but there were three destinations.
Yes, but four planes. Yes.
So, I mean, you don't know. This world is crazy. People are crazy.
So you're saying that some of these are probably intentional?
I say it's possible. That's what I say.
I don't know, man.
I would hope not.
The North Philly one sounds really specific.
Yes.
But
these big commercial airlines, that's a whole different ball game.
Well, no, the DC one, the plane was fine. It was the Black Hawk that was not doing what it was supposed to do.
But
And that was a military helicopter, so.
I mean, if you have advanced technology, can't you, what do I want to say? Do something to interfere, because, I mean, Black Hawk.
Interfere?
With the mechanism, or there's all different kinds. I'm just saying it's possible. It may not be, and I think. It should always be considered.
I don't know.
Should be ruled out.
I don't know.
There's a lot of terrorism in the world.
With the way that they're talking about how difficult it is to fly at night. And that one happened that night, too. So it's just like.
So it's a possibility.
What's a possibility? That they're just killing people out of the planes?
What did I say?
What? But you're not saying what the possibility is. I'm off these motherfucking drugs. I mean,
why do we have to expound on it? I just say it's a possibility. There are a lot of possibilities. And once all the information is put together, we will have an official explanation.
I guess
by the...
Remember, there's possibilities. The possibilities are endless.
The Department of Defense, would they be the ones that...
No, Department of...
Defense.
No.
Aren't the Black Hawks
the
under...
FAA.
That too, but with it being a Black Hawk, isn't that a...
Air Force, you mean?
Isn't that a government agency?
I don't know.
Black
what
Hawks?
Technically the Coast Guard could probably fly a Black Hawk.
Oh. So it could be a private one?
I don't know. I don't know if Black Hawks can be privatized. That's a military vehicle.
That's what I'm saying.
No, that would have to be a government agency. Either way. Yeah, rest in peace to them too. That's fucking crazy. Well, since we're talking about it, you were saying that Donald Trump, he's not good at anything. And the one thing he's good at right now is deporting motherfuckers, because they are getting people out the paint. I'm seeing videos of people who know they're not supposed to be here getting on planes and going right back the fuck home so they don't get deported.
Really?
Yeah. I see the black... It was a black lady, too, but it's still like...
Where was she from?
I think Nigeria or something like that. But I think people are just like, it's blanket. Like, if you're not supposed to be here. Because people...
They
don't
have
people,
an underground railroad for the deportees?
No, because you would have to... For them to come back or go back home?
Just to move. Move about.
No, because some people are from islands, so they would need boats. So it's the underground boat.
I'm just saying. It's crazy.
It's not crazy. He told y'all what he was going to do, and he did it. He doing it. I don't know why people are surprised. You see Selena Gomez got lit up. I don't like that. I don't like that.
You don't like what?
I don't like that she got lit up like that. She was on Instagram or her social media crying because all the Hispanic people were getting deported, and she was sad about it. Like,
what don't you like about that?
Because people were eating her ass up. Like, whoa, why don't you help these deportees and let them stay at your house? It's like, yo, you want thousands of people, hundreds of thousands of people to stay at her crib? Like,
but you know what? I mean, she has leverage. Why not do something?
What leverage?
To help?
See, this is what I'm talking about.
Yeah,
what leverage?
So here,
what leverage does she have?
I'm just rethinking this. Like, really, what could she do?
Yeah, she can't help them people get them papers. What are y'all talking about? What are y'all talking about?
I just said I had to rethink.
I'm not talking about you. I'm talking about other people. I'm talking about other people. Well, you, I let you have it for a second there, but then you rethought because you started using your brain. Stop being smooth brain. That's my new thing now. Calling people smooth brain. And I think what happened was, what did he say? He said, oh, Mexico is not accepting their deportees.
I know.
But Venezuela is. And I think it's, huh?
Is that a good thing?
I guess, but...
But if they're not accepting him, then they're kind of in limbo. So what happens?
I don't know.
Because they said there was a plane that they did not accept.
Yep.
So then what happened?
Get this shit the fuck out of here.
Drop him off in Honduras or something?
Water,
and then
water.
Let them walk
off. I guess they could drop. Just like they've been dropped. I guess they could drop him someplace else.
Just keep talking. Nobody heard him.
I heard you.
Nobody heard him.
Okay.
Well, you know, I didn't hear it.
Listen, but also the reason he there's like a relationship between us and Venezuela because they released some hostages from America.
Mm.
So I guess it was kind of like a goodwill thing, like, oh, take back your Venezuelan people, and then thank you for giving us back our hostages and stuff. Listen, man, he's not playing, bro. He's not playing. And I don't, listen, I don't know what some of these niggas thought was going to happen when this nigga, he wasn't playing the first time he was in.
I don't remember him doing all this stuff.
He had mad, that was one of the biggest things. His first term, and he picked up a bunch of immigrants and had them in ICE.
Oh.
ICE, but now
not to this magnitude.
But now he's deporting them. He said, get the fuck out. And I'm seeing videos of people looking at filming like inside of warehouses, and there's nobody in there because it's usually a bunch of Hispanic people in there, and there's nobody.
Housing developments, there's nobody there. Did you see what Queens Flip said he did?
What?
He has a black truck, right? So he said he went to a Home Depot. He had JR take off his plates, and he rode up on a bad fast and sent them to the fuck off.
And he said the what?
He said they took the fuck off.
Oh my god.
That's so fucked up, man.
Yo.
He's on video?
Him talking about it?
Oh, he talked about
it. Yeah. He said he has a video, but he's not going to show it. He showed, like, everybody else, like, the cast, but he said he's not going to show it, like, put it out. That shit's funny as hell.
And he said he wasn't doing skits. He fucking
That's why he said he wasn't going to put it out no more.
He said he's a
piece. But he said that shit was funny.
He's a piece of shit. You see him? You see, he's doing something. It's called In the Room.
Yeah.
What is that on? Why is
in the room for 24 hours and do challenges. That's what they're doing.
Molly popped on somebody. Why? Because he asked him to give him grace.
Disrespectful. That's disrespectful.
I'm giving you grace?
Yes, yeah, disrespectful.
All right. I like how Flip was holding ball. Like, come on, let me fight back. You let him.
He was trying to break it up. That's his thing.
Yeah.
But anyway, and then you see how, like, all these TikToks are being made of Mexicans and shit. Asking for the black communities, like, where's the black community?
So here's the thing, if we have all these empty communities, they could use it for our homeless.
No, these are unbuilt communities.
Yeah, unbuilt.
Like, these houses aren't done.
Oh.
They're in the middle of.
Oh, you mean because they're the workers?
Yes.
Oh, I thought you meant living.
Yeah, that's why I said the warehouses. What? The warehouses are empty. What'd you think? They were living in the warehouses?
No, he said I thought you said communities.
Undeveloped community. Well, unfinished community.
I missed the undeveloped part.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, like, it's nobody there. Shit look like a ghost town with these half-built houses. But, yeah, you haven't been seeing that?
What's this face you're making right now?
I'm just here.
All right. Come on, man. You tweaking. Speaking of the tweaker, you see.
Hold on. Have you been seeing the videos, the TikTok videos and stuff?
No.
Basically, they ask him, where's the black community at and why they not saying nothing and stuff like that. Like,
oh, they want us now.
Now they want us, right?
Now they want us.
After y'all was all happy-go-lucky about voting this nigga in.
Mm-hmm.
Now he's sending y'all asses home and now y'all want our help.
They didn't believe him, I guess, huh?
That's what I'm saying. Niggas did not think. Yo, dog, once I seen that dude in Florida, he was like, they came and took my wife. Back to Venezuela. Can I talk to Donald Trump? So please, I need my wife. What did you think was going to happen when you voted for him?
So how did they get all this information? Were they populating it?
What information?
To get all these people. To find them.
I don't know. They probably.
ICE records?
No. The ICE records? No, I don't know.
Well, they had to have some sort of
information. I don't know how they know that if you're
because when immigrant. You think about it, they could hide. Like, I don't know. It just seems.
Listen, I feel bad for them because some of these people, most of them are trying to get out of whatever situation they're in to make a better life here, and obviously, it's better. Than whatever's going on where they're at. So, I'm not, I mean, you know, it's always going to be some bad motherfuckers. Like, that's just life. There's good people and then there's bad people.
They said the cost for all this is going to be in the billions.
Everything's in the billions. He's trying to fucking still build that fucking wall. Like,
is he? I thought they quit on that.
No, dude. He's still trying to build it. That shit is fucking dumb. The cartel is going to make sure there's a tunnel at all times, ready to go.
That was the other thing. He trying to go after the cartel.
Listen, you better.
And he raised the tariffs, and now everybody else is like, well, if you're going to do it, we're going to do
mm-hmm.
it.
Yeah,
this is.
Like, nigga, did you not think that was going to happen?
Yeah, he's tripping. That whole cartel thing is not as, it's not as, that's not going to be as bad as people think.
I think it is.
No, it's not.
What?
I think it is.
They don't have any.
Oh, and they caught that dude. Remember the dude that was terrorizing the apartment buildings and stuff?
In Colorado or something? Yeah. Like that? Oh, it was him. A gang.
Yeah, they got him. And his
them.
Gang. Yeah, they got him.
Oh, shit.
I saw that like 2 weeks ago.
Okay.
But that just reminded me. Talking about okay. cartels.
Shit. Yeah, there was like a Venezuelan gang that took over an entire complex.
Really?
Yeah, and I think it was in Colorado.
I say put them on the plane and keep going.
Until what?
Until
you
they're out of here.
What are the pilots supposed to do?
Yeah.
Well, drop them like a bale of hay.
Yo, mom. Mom.
That was funny.
That was funny, but my joke about arcs.
Yeah, but this is different than the airplane.
Oh,
thing.
Because these people are
they're
alive.
Still alive.
They're
yeah.
still alive, and we so can kill them later.
So there's gotta be gonna be some good comedy going on.
Yo, what the fuck, yo? Sorb. Yo, alright, never mind, man. Listen, let's move on, because this nigga tripping. James, our girl. Speaking of politics, our girl,
that shit
man.
Is crazy.
Dog.
Did you see the video?
I did.
She's on her way out and she is doing whatever. She's just showing the fuck out, dog. I'd be sorry. She's not getting elected again. I don't see it.
If she does, now we'll have a black Donald Trump, right?
No, she's already
in the sense of a crazy ass person.
She's actually worse than him, I think. You want to know why? Because she ran. Okay, first of all, we're talking about this lady. We talked about her before a couple, I want to say months ago, maybe almost.
We talked about her a couple times.
Her name is Tiffany Hengeard, and she has been labeled the worst mayor in all of America. That is an actual title she has been given by the people of her township.
And she has two jobs.
She has two jobs, a superintendent and Which is crazy.
How is she doing both?
And well, I mean, I don't know. But either way, she is just the worst. If you, it's so much this lady's done in this town. She has put this town in debt through doing weird shit like fucking, what has she done? She's done.
She's taking trips, security, a lot of things.
Oh, okay. After.
She's done a bunch of shit. Like, but, oh, man. Oh, my God. Dude. Like, I literally don't even know where to start. There's just so much. Like, okay, she has bodyguards for mayor. She has bodyguards.
And she's it's a very small town.
She's using the police force, and one of the dudes had like 300 hours of fucking overtime or some shit, which is literally impossible. Like, it's wild shit. And she's doing this to a fairly poor town.
Yeah.
And she ran, it's one of them things where this lady ran her campaign based off of, I'm a black woman, and I'm a single mother. Please vote for me. I'll make your lives better. And then when she got in, she fucking turned the fuck up and did all this weird shit. And then recently, one of the activists in the town at a meeting basically called her a bitch as he was ending his speech. And her boyfriend is actually
one of the security guards.
He's one of the security guards?
I'm asking.
Because she was having sex with one of the bodyguards.
She's having sex with this guy. He's also still married.
Oh.
Oh, the nigga that turned up on the ball?
Mm-hmm. He's married still. With a his wife is pregnant. And
oh boy.
Yeah, it's a mess.
Just and messy, he messy, jumped, messy.
They got into a spat, the activist and the dude, and then she jumped in like a crazy person to protect her man, my man, my man, my man, and and a whole brawl ensued, and then the boy went to the police station because the police station just does whatever she says. They didn't take his statement. They didn't file a police report against homeboy because he fucking attacked him. Like, it's just a mess. Mm-hmm. It's just a mess. I don't know what the fuck is going on. The FBI been said they about to investigate her. I don't know if they're waiting for her to lose her election to then jump on her.
Yeah, because by then she's a civilian.
Yeah, but it's just not like
really much she can do,
bro. Like, if anybody's out there listening, just look up Tiffany Henier. You will find so much foul shit from police corruption, from intimidation, from fraud. Using her fraud. Just it's so much shit. Shutting down buildings because she don't like the people what they said. Like, she's just a fucking piece of shit. Just a dog shit human being who has power and is abusing it. She even made it so that the next person who gets in, if somebody beats her for her spot, they only make $25,000 a year. She made it that way. So it incentivizes people to run against her. Like, it's crazy the type of shit this lady's been doing over there for so long. At some point, when does the governor step in and have the power to be like, yo, listen, this is over with. This is over with.
Does he have that power?
Yeah, he has to. It's the governor. Illinois.
Illinois.
Yeah. It's crazy, man. People, it's weird. It's crazy what power does to people. It's power. When's the last time somebody with power did something good? Huh? Huh?
You know, I don't follow the political arena too much.
Okay.
So I sent you the guy in Fulton County.
Did you?
The guy that went to Africa for 20 days?
Yes! That, okay.
Oh, so he sent it to you, but not to me?
This was today. This just happened.
And? But, go ahead.
All right, I'm following this XM Fitness guy because I don't want to lose his page.
A heated exchange as South Fulton Council members questioned the mayor for spending $26,000 on his city-issued credit card, including a trip to Africa. Here it is.
I am so distressed and disappointed that the blackest city in the United States of America is heading into Black History Month with its all-black council tearing each other down.
We're not tearing you down. You took your black behind over to Africa for 20 days.
He tried to gaslight the shit out of them niggas. That was the biggest gaslight I've ever seen.
Bro, he tried to use the race car with a bunch of black people.
What is going on in the water?
Yeah, niggas is crazy, man.
Yo, that was crazy.
That's nuts. Yo, you gotta be bold to use the black car against black people.
I tried.
Listen,
the nigga went to Africa for 20 days. I didn't tell nobody, just left.
Yo, that's crazy. 20 bands on a trip to Africa.
26,000. He spent 26,000.
Yo, you're nuts.
Must have been a great trip.
It was probably for fucking that new thing that's been going on. People have been going to Africa, I think Ghana, to celebrate the New Year's because it's like a really big party.
Mm-hmm.
And that's like a new thing that's been going. Well, maybe it's not new, but I've been seeing it the last 2-3 years. Mm. So maybe that's where he went and he had a fucking ball. It's that's like
crazy.
That's like, yo, bro. Are you allowed to do that? To use the.
No.
Okay.
That's why he's getting audited.
What's wrong with people? Do you think you could be an elected official?
Mm-hmm.
You think you'd be elected official? Mm-hmm. You think you turn? You think you do? So, you probably get some whores. Mm-hmm. come on, baby, let me. Let me show you my.
You think you could?
Let me. You want to suck on this gavel, huh? Let me show you my chambers.
The answer is no for you.
No, I'm talking about him. I'm talking about him. I'm not talking about me. I could do it. I could do it.
You could do it.
Yeah. People trust me. I'm going to be a groomsman.
For?
For Devin's wedding.
Are you?
Yeah.
Nice.
He gave me a box. And it says, I was going to text y'all, but I was forced to give you this box. It's got a shot glass with my name on it, and it's got some glasses.
Nice.
I know. I was honored. I didn't realize that.
Who else is in the wedding?
I don't know. I don't care. I don't care. I'm there.
Okay.
And do groomsmen make speeches, or is it the best man?
Best man. So I wonder who's his best man going to be.
Brandon.
Oh, okay.
Brandon. Somebody else y'all worked with?
Huh?
Somebody else y'all worked with?
What do you
mean? Somebody else y'all worked with?
Oh, Brandon Thomas.
Brandon Thomas.
Wait, excuse me?
Yeah, Brandon Thomas.
I'm confused.
I'm talking about Devin.
Oh, you said Devin?
Yeah.
I thought you said Dennis.
Oh, no, not Dennis.
Definitely thought you said Dennis.
No, he's not married. I don't think he'll ever get married again.
I thought you said Dennis.
No. Yeah, I'm trustworthy.
You are.
You're just saying that. It's like, nah. All right. So anyway, that was our political section. Oh, wait, was it? Is there anything else from the political section?
Maybe we should change the podcast to Everybody Loves Aaron.
No. That will fucking, no. I guess we could talk about, why did you put this in here? Who the fuck? What did Kanye do?
You didn't see his Twitter rant last
night? No. I pulled it up.
So he went on the Twitter rant last night. Like, just a bunch of nonsensical bullshit. And then he said, I used to want to fuck Kamala Harris, but she's a loser and I don't fuck losers. But it got overshadowed because as he was doing that NBA trade happened.
I saw
nobody paid it attention. The only reason I saw it.
That's crazy because that is all I saw on the timeline and how mad people were.
And it got overshadowed. Yo, he went on an hour. He put this on there.
And at first I was like, why is this on there? And then I'm like thinking like, no, this was trending all night. Yeah, this should probably be on there. So basically.
No, wait. First of all.
We need to finish talking about Kanye. Yeah. What did he say?
Bro. It was mad nonsensical bullshit.
I used to want to fuck Kamala.
The world is being overtaken by evil.
He was.
You think Kanye is evil?
He posted a.
You think Kanye West?
He posted like a thing of his clothes, like a slideshow of his clothes.
Yeah.
Fucking what's her name retweeted it and was like, cool. Elon Musk.
He bugged out.
And then this nigga was like, family for life. And then he was like, oh, he thanked he got a Grammy nomination for Carnival, so he thanked the thing. Then he was like, the world is so lucky to have me. Then he was like, Trump's back in office. Ye's back a billionaire. The world might just be okay.
Yo.
He just started talking about how you shouldn't call X Twitter and it's like calling Yay Kanye and all this
stuff. Oh, God.
Yo, he was going crazy. And then all of a sudden, he was like, yeah.
Yo, can his wife suck his dick so he can get off the fucking phone?
He was like,
Kim too?
He's like, yeah, I used to want to fuck Kamala Harris, but she lost and I don't fuck losers. I was like, what the fuck?
But we already know she has a great sex phone voice.
And then he was like, what did he say after that? Because that was the last one. Oh, he was, then he, I guess because he deleted it. It's not there no more.
Oh, my God.
And then he was like, Kamala seems like a very nice human. I just want to say sorry to her kids.
Sorry to the kids.
Like, what the fuck is wrong
this
with
nigga
you? But literally, he was doing that for like an hour. He was just talking about a bunch of bullshit. And then he was talking, and then that shit just happened. Boom. So everybody's, dog, we was at the spot, and everybody's looking at their phones like,
ew. Like,
what the fuck? Everybody's looking at each other like, yo, you see this? Yo, you see this? Yo, you see this?
Who was the last person to see it?
And then we're like,
nah, this
shit is fake.
Nah, this shit is fake.
Everybody is like, this shit is fake. But it's the guy who who was in charge of basically telling everybody Trader made was saying it. Everybody's like, he's hacked. He's hacked. This ain't real. This ain't real.
What's not real?
So basketball trade happened. So
it's an insanely
Dallas Mavericks have a player called Luka Doncic.
He's mad nice.
He's basically if you had a basketball franchise, he's basically untouchable. He's basically what you build your team around.
Okay.
Type of player. And then he got traded to the Lakers for Anthony Davis, which is also a player they probably shouldn't have traded. They shouldn't have traded. So everybody is like looking.
They
like,
traded more than them two, though.
Yeah, but the other ones are minuscule.
They traded for like a draft pick. And
yeah, they got a draft pick and AD. That was it. Something else.
Maybe why did they make that trade?
Yeah, so, bro.
So explain. So listen, explain to the somebody like me, because that does, because I know Luka is extremely good,
right?
But I also know that Anthony Davis is really good, but he's always hurt. So I don't understand. I don't understand.
That is the thing with Anthony Davis. He's always been hurt, but last year he was like, before the season started, he was like, "I'm gonna play all year." He didn't. He ended up playing 72 games out of 82, which
is not bad.
So to me, it's like, he's trying to, you know, change the narrative about his stuff. But everybody's like, oh, he always hurt. He always hurt. He always hurt. Whatever. 2 years in a row, like right now, last year, he has been probably the best defender big man.
In the league?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
To me. To a lot of people, I should say. To a lot of people, I should say. But, so, yeah, he got traded. And like 2 weeks ago, so it's also a thing with him. He doesn't like playing center. And he's not a center. He's a power forward. But most of his career, he's played center. And he's made it known, I don't like playing center.
What position is Luka?
Luka is a small forward.
Okay.
So, but he mostly plays point guard.
Okay.
So, like 2 weeks ago, a week ago, Anthony Davis did an interview. They were talking about stuff, and he was like, they asked him, you know, what the Lakers should do. He was like, we need a center, which they do. Regardless of him not liking to play center, they need a center. They need a real center.
Okay.
So for weeks, it's been talked they're going to get a center. Either the guy from Brooklyn, it's a guy in Brooklyn, it's a guy in Toronto, and it's somebody else. I forgot who the other person was.
So now that you're saying it like this, do you think they got rid of him because the Lakers really wanted him to play a center and he would not play center?
No.
Okay.
They got rid of him because they saw a future with Luka.
But Luka was doing good in the Mavericks.
I'm just talking about L.A. I'm just talking about L.A.
But did they made it to the finals last year.
Yes. Exactly why people are confused why he's traded.
The Mavericks is owned by...
No, he sold it to... Mark Cuban sold it to somebody else.
Oh, he sold it.
Oh, he's been sold it?
Yeah,
really?
He's been sold it.
Oh, shit, I didn't know that.
If Mark Cuban was there, that would have never happened. That would have He loves Luka. That would have never happened.
As a casual fan, I don't understand.
So, listen, a lot of people don't understand it. So...
So what?
That happened. The GM of... Usually, if everything is good within the organization, if I'm going to trade you and you're a player like this, I'm going to call you and tell you, hey, look, we're going to trade you.
I saw that. Luka didn't know.
Luka didn't know. Luka. AD didn't know. The two main players, and it didn't know.
I saw that.
But
didn't know.
So apparently the Mavericks have been shopping Luka. This is the second. So they called another team. The other team declined.
Is it because he's too much money?
So what everybody is saying is that, so Luka has bad conditioning. He's always overweight.
Really?
Yeah. But if you see him play, it's like,
it don't matter
and it don't look like it.
Yeah.
Like,
he still looks good.
They say he's like 270.
Really? He doesn't look 270.
But him and LeBron are probably the same height. LeBron is... Luka's probably 6'6", I think, and LeBron's 6'9", but they're both the same weight. But they always complain about, like, last year when they went to the when they were going to the finals,
yeah,
there's a video of Luka in the hallway with the conference championship hat on, talking to some people, oh, his dad and somebody else. He's having a beer with his dad. One of the, I don't remember if it was a coach or somebody in the office. They came and took it from him.
Oh,
and he was just looking like, but yeah, they have a problem with his conditioning. So they always had a problem with his conditioning.
It sounds like how
Joel Embiid.
Not Joel Embiid. I was gonna akin to wrestling how people talked about Jake the Snake Roberts.
Oh yeah,
Jake the Snake Roberts would literally chug a beer before he went out and wrestled.
Yeah.
With the snake and everything. Like, that was his ritual before he went out. So, yeah, he had no condition.
Huh? They didn't fuck with that either.
Yeah, so, I see what they... Or, what's the name? Probably did the same thing back in the day. Dennis Rodman. He probably did that type of stuff, too.
Yeah, but back then, there was no rules. Everybody was doing it.
Yeah. Damn. I mean,
So the player doesn't have any say in the trade?
No.
Sometimes some players have no trade clauses. Like, when you sign a contract, you'll say, yo, if I'm signing this, I want a no trade clause. Like, LeBron has a no trade clause.
So, what's the name probably had a no trade clause his entire career? Kobe.
I don't know. I'm not sure. But I'm sure. No, because when.
Oh, I know. He played.
When him and Shaq was going through it. He told them it was basically him or me.
Mm.
So, I'm not sure if he had one. I don't remember him having one. But, like, Bron has one off the top of my head that I can think about.
Damn, so it's only... So, it's Kyrie and, what's his name?
Anthony Davis.
Anthony Davis. That's just... And now it's going to be AD. I mean, is that a good squad?
I mean, technically, yeah.
And then Luka's going over to play with LeBron. And who else?
Who else is there?
Yeah.
Austin Reeves. Who would move up to power forward now? Who would play? Jackson Hayes, and it doesn't matter.
I
mean, I get it.
LeBron, so who
leaves, and now you got Luka. When he leaves.
Oh, is that what they think is going to happen?
Luka's only 25.
Is LeBron leaving? Because there were we never talked about that either. That there was a little rumor that he wasn't playing, and then it was like, oh, he's retiring.
It was stupid.
But
and then when that happened, he came back and played. It was stupid. It was dumb.
Yeah. Yo, you probably don't remember that. I was going to bring it up one day, but he wasn't here.
But then you come to find out. So the guy who was the GM of the Dallas Mavericks who made this trade, he used to work at Nike. When he worked at Nike, he was the guy that gave Steph Curry his presentation to become a Nike athlete before he went to Under Armour. He called him Seth. And the presentation he gave him was for Kevin Durant.
Shut the fuck up.
And he didn't offer Steph a signature shoe. So Steph went to Under Armour.
Whoa. Oh, this guy's smooth brain.
This nigga's an idiot.
This guy's smooth brain.
He's an idiot. So then they're talking there. You know, he's taking phone calls about the trade. He did an interview with the Dallas Chronicle. And they asked him, like, yo, did you call Luka? He said, yeah, I called Luka after we made the trade, but I think he got the notification when everybody else did, so I don't think he wanted to talk to me.
Wow.
Wow.
You fucking think, dumbass?
Man, wow. Disrespect.
Like, AD found out through the GM after it happened. Like, he called him and JJ Redick, told him. Called somebody else. I forget who it said. Called somebody else. And then he called LeBron to tell him. Like, all them found out through the GM. Like, yo, we're making this trade type of thing. This Luka found out the same way everybody else found out.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
So they said he's pissed. Like, he's pissed.
How do these jackasses end up in high places?
I was about to say that. Like, how does someone work for Nike and then get himself a resume. How do people
fired his
how
ass?
How does the Mavericks not know about him in that presentation and then be like, this guy should run the team?
I don't know. It's fucking retarded.
People are that's not even like, all right, you made the trade, but you ain't got no self-awareness about like how you should have handled this.
Clearly,
if anything, if the deal, if that were me, if the deal is even like maybe like 70% done and we're still working it out, I'm calling AD. Whatever team I'm on, I'm calling AD. Like, listen, I just want you to be prepared. We might make this trade. It's almost through. I'll let you know in a couple hours, maybe in a day. But I just want to let you know beforehand.
Bro, it was so crazy that basketball players were tweeting like, what? Huh? Is this real? Like,
yeah.
It was
going everybody
like, nobody
was
believed it was real.
Yeah.
That's how bad it was. Not even bad. That's how surprising it was.
You know how Donald Trump be like fake news all the time and shit? That's what people were doing. This ain't real. Fuck out of
like,
here.
Like, it took for the guy who reported it to go back and like, no, this is real. This is not fake. This is real. Like, this is really happening.
That's crazy. So what? Oh, man. So what is the... Okay. So looking at the season coming up, are the Dallas Mavericks in a better spot than they were yesterday?
A better spot?
Or are they in the same?
I would say, I don't think the team got worse.
You don't think the team got worse? So what about
the Lakers? I don't know.
Because you don't know how, you don't have anybody to replace.
Yeah, they don't have anybody to replace Anthony Davis. They don't really have a big man. Defense just got worse.
Mm.
I don't know what's going to happen with them.
I can't wait to hear Ish have what he thinks about this because he's a Lakers fan. That's going to be funny. Oh, man. That was crazy.
And then today, because the Mavericks played today. Well, they're playing right now.
Oh, so is he on?
All the rest of their starters aren't playing. They're injured.
What?
Yeah, they're injured today. They're not playing. They're not playing right now. At halftime, they're playing the Cavs. It was 91-46.
How quickly do they transfer teams? Like immediately?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, so 91-46. So AD should be playing right now for the Mavs.
No, he'll probably play their next game or their game after that.
Wow, that's crazy. I have to imagine it's got to be real annoying as a professional football or any sport if you get traded, especially when you are rooted in that team for a long period of time, or it's got to be annoying to like if you got making all this money and you go get a mansion and shit, now you got to trade it and now you can't stay here because your fucking new team is on the other side of the country. It's like it would probably be more advantageous to like just get an apartment just in anticipation of.
And because they drafted him and he's been there so long.
Luka?
When he signed.
Oh, they drafted him. That's been his only team.
So basically, Dallas drafted Trae Young. Atlanta drafted Luka, and they traded him.
Oh, okay.
And so,
like immediately?
Yeah, draft night.
Oh, okay.
So, but since they were technically drafted there, they were going to have to pay him. His contract extension was for a supermax, $345
million. Whew.
And now he can't get that. I don't know what his extension will be.
Oh, wow.
Probably be like something like $250 or something.
Are the Lakers going to be able to pay him? Whatever?
Probably.
What do you think AD's going to get?
He just signed his contract, so he's fine for a while. A couple years. At least 2 years, I think.
Mm. That's crazy, man. That's an insane, like, even as a casual fan, like, that didn't seem right. Like,
yeah, to nobody. And honestly, the trade, it doesn't.
And then the really messiness behind sense.
Makes it worse.
It makes it worse.
I would love to hear what Mark Cuban thinks.
Yeah.
Because he loved Luka. Like,
damn.
And for Luka, he's somebody who was. He should have retired a Dallas Maverick. Like, he would have retired a Dallas Maverick.
If he wanted
and to go from, what's the taxes like in Texas? Are they crazy?
No.
Now you're going from Texas to California to where taxes are nuts. And that must be annoying. Now you got to pick up. You got to leave. Like, all your stuff is here. Like, how does that go?
Oh, man. That's crazy, bro.
Yeah, that shit was wild.
People
are still in shock.
All right. How the fuck do you spell this guy's name? Oh, okay. Scott. What?
Oh, you didn't see the video?
No.
Oh, boy.
So, Scott Storch, a famous American recording producer and songwriter.
They said he's a super producer. What has he made? Do we know? Do you know? What?
Off the top of my head, no. But apparently... Hold on. Scott Storch's baby mom, who is
ex.
Baby mama. It doesn't matter if she's his ex. She's still his baby mom. She basically it doesn't. James, what has he done? What is he?
Scott Storch?
Yeah, I forget. He's done a bunch of he did Lean Back. He did Lean Back.
I knew that was the only one you could think of off the top of your head.
He did Lean Back. He did, though. Wait, he did? I was right? Oh, I was guessing.
Really?
I was guessing. I guessed that.
I'm trying to find a video I watched.
That's interesting, because when I think about Lean Back, I think about the words, not the music.
Run It, Candy Shop, Let Me Love You. Still,
let me be the one to.
Yeah. What else?
Give you everything.
That's the only ones I can pick up. Let me see.
Another good love and protection.
All right.
Sorry. Well, his baby mom, Scott Storch.
He's done a shitload of music.
Yeah, he's done mad music. He was out for a while, I think, because of drugs.
Bankrupt
and drugs, but. He's back in these streets. And his baby mother went on a racist tirade on some...
Who was she talking to?
The valet.
But yeah. It looked like he was white.
No, he's
he was like Spanish. Mexican.
He's like Spanish. Spanish.
That's why she was like... She said something about deportation, didn't she?
Yeah.
Yeah, she wilded out.
Yeah, she bugged the fuck out.
And then it went big and went viral. And then she was on fucking Instagram crying. I'm not a racist.
I'm not a racist. After saying all this racist shit.
And then she went back to the valet.
She went back the next day. It was like, tell everybody what he did. He touched my butt
and all this other stuff. Yeah.
What?
That's what she was saying he did.
Oh, my God. So she makes it even worse.
Like.
I said you look like a really good Mexican man. You have nice green eyes.
She said that?
Yeah.
I didn't watch the whole video when she went back to apologize.
Yeah, she...
I didn't watch the whole video when she was fucking crying and
yeah,
shit.
Yeah, she was...
Trump is doing good things. You guys rape people.
Yeah.
You guys rape and kill people.
Right.
Take your $50 and suck dick. Give me a fucking, give me
a
change. I'm rich, you're poor. Difference.
You're a poor soul.
She doesn't hit him, does she?
No, you wanna record me, bitch?
No, she does.
Shut the fuck up. I didn't touch you. Bitch, shut the fuck up. Give me
a
Well, what?
Oh, she did hit the second guy.
Yeah, she hit the second.
I didn't know that.
She hit the second guy. Yeah.
I stopped watching.
And what were they bleeping?
Wetback.
Racist.
She called him wetbacks twice.
Yeah.
And then she did another video. She used
a slur from the Old Testament.
Then she was in the video in the car crying. I'm not a racist. Da, da, da. But she never mentions in the car. Him grabbing her ass.
No, she
doesn't. It's only in the video when she went to go apologize.
Can you just admit that he did it? He did it. He touched my bum. He touched my butt.
Yeah, she
he
was.
Did it. He did it. Just a minute.
I didn't know that's who that was.
I wasn't being racist. I think you're a Mexican man with nice green eyes.
Because I seen the video twice. Oh. The first time I seen it, it was just like, yeah, this woman's racist. And da, da, da. Then I seen it again, and they're like, yeah, Scott Storch's baby mom. I'm like,
oh, God. Scott Storch is pretty disgusted.
Is he?
That's what he said.
Oh, for real?
That's what he said. He's really disgusted.
I was about to say, we don't know Scott Storch's politics.
Bitch, what are you doing? He on the phone with her. Yo, chill. You only supposed to say that at the crib. It's like that. I'm just joking. Scott Storch is probably a nice guy. All right.
Movie time.
So, James suggested a movie. I was going to suggest some movies. I'll do that at the end of this. And then,
what is it, Tiptoes 2?
No. You have some choices. I bought some stuff, okay, and I found some stuff. You got some choices. So,
yo, real quick, did you see the trailer for that movie, Hard Eyes?
Hard Eyes? No.
It's a horror movie. I kind of want to see it. It looks good.
You know what looks good? The horror movie with Michael B. Jordan.
That shit look good, too.
That shit looks good. Yeah. I'm kind of upset because the other, he's playing himself.
Yo, and you I know feel, what else looks good?
I feel like that role was probably for what's the name?
Who?
Oh,
Jonathan Major. It yeah, was.
That
it was.
Sucks, man.
The butt.
And he's about to be in something.
He's the bodybuilder, the black bodybuilder dude. The one that the Netflix documentary is on.
No, I don't know.
Okay, well, there's a Netflix documentary about a bodybuilder dude, black bodybuilder. He's supposed to be in that. That shit looks good. I saw the trailer. Okay. Just saying.
All right, it's some interesting stuff coming out, but now we're here to talk about a movie that our good friend James recommended. I knew this movie was out. I wasn't sure what it was about, but James, please tell us what movie you would like to tell us about, or the movie that you asked us to watch.
Saturday Night. It's about the inception of Saturday Night Live.
The very first episode. Right off the bat, one of the things that I love is the fact that it literally took place in maybe like an hour or two. 2-3 hours, I think. I think it started.
You're talking about the time of the
yes, okay, the time frame of the movie. It was literally yeah, like maybe like an hour and a half.
Like 2 hours before the show starts.
Yes. It started at 11:30,
mm-hmm,
and it was a countdown, which is crazy because they didn't know what the fucking show was.
Mm-mm.
It's really good. Why the fuck are you staring at me like this? What?
I'm just listening.
Did you not
She's
watch it?
High.
I did.
I did. What did you think of Saturday Night? Okay, first of all,
did you like the casting?
Yes, unfortunately, I didn't know most of the people.
Really?
I wasn't sure who the main cast was. I knew the black guy. I don't know his name.
Garrett Morris.
I didn't know him.
Which is also
I know the actor.
His last name is also Morris, but oh, they're really? Not related.
Oh, okay. And then I know Willem Dafoe and I know J.K. Simmons, which they were great. Yeah. Chevy Chase. Do you know who that is?
Yeah.
Who?
I keep wanting to say Superman. It's not Superman.
You're close. And we both like this show. What the fuck? He was the Riddler in Gotham.
Thank you.
It took me a minute to realize who he was, but holy shit. He is a really good Chevy Chase.
Chevy Chase was good. Dan Aykroyd was good.
Who was
Belushi
Dylan O'Brien?
Was good.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Who was Dylan O'Brien?
Billy Crystal was good.
I liked him too. I liked that guy too.
Milton Berle was good. Of course, J.K. Simmons. I love him.
Who was Dylan Bryan though?
Who is Dylan Bryan?
Dylan Bryan's the guy who he's the only person who got work after Teen Wolf. He was the one that where they did the skit with the ladies catcalling the guy with the red shirt. They were catcalling. He had the robe on. He wanted to take it off.
Oh, because he had on the shorts.
Yes, that's Dylan O'Brien.
I thought that was Chevy Chase.
No.
That wasn't Chevy Chase.
Chevy Chase was the Riddler guy.
See, I was getting them mixed up. So that was Dan Aykroyd then. He was Dan Aykroyd.
He was Dan Aykroyd.
Was that who he was supposed to be?
The one in
the
shorts?
Yeah.
Yeah, he was Dan Aykroyd.
That's who that's? Yes. Oh, okay. Yeah.
He was Dan Aykroyd.
Oh, okay. I see it now. Okay. Yeah, yeah, he got was it. Dan Aykroyd. Okay.
I loved, like I said, Belushi was probably my favorite casting.
I got to go with Chevy, man. He killed that shit.
No, but I'm just talking about look.
I think he looked a lot like young Chevy Chase.
He does, but not as much as the boy looked like Belushi.
He did. He looked really good.
Even when he cut his hair, when he cut his facial hair off, he looked like
he did
Belushi. Like he looked like him. How he was doing the skit, like because you can rewatch that skit. That's like a famous skit.
Yeah.
That they did that one and the B one that he hated.
Yeah,
those are like famous. That shit, the Andy Kaufman guy was good.
Was that who that was supposed to be? Andy Kaufman?
Yes, who did the Mighty Mouse thing. Yes.
Really?
That was Andy Kaufman.
Why was he like that? I mean, that must have been
Andy Kaufman was always weird. He was always
That must have been when he first started then, because he probably didn't do the whole troll thing until later. Okay.
Yeah, he was always weird like that, like kind of awkward.
That's who that was.
Yeah, that was Andy Kaufman.
I didn't know Andy Kaufman was on Saturday Night Live.
Mm-hmm. In the beginning.
I didn't know that. Yep. And then on top of that, the dude who played Lorne Michaels, they mentioned Lorne Michaels today. He's still working at...
Yeah, he's still...
How old is he?
Lorne Michaels is probably 80.
Really? And he's still doing Saturday Night Live? That's crazy.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Like, everybody who goes through there always mentions how they love him. Like, if you ever hear anybody talk about them being at Saturday Night Live... Always talk about like, yo, I love Lauren.
I can see it. He
gives mad people. He get all them people accredit him to their big break, being on Saturday Night Live.
I mean, all them were fucking 20-year-old nobody. Yeah. So that's a hell of a way to start a career, yo.
Mm-hmm.
And then, oh man, it was a lot going on. Like it's a really fast paced movie.
Yeah,
it's a really fast paced movie.
A lot going on. A lot wrong going on. Fucking set caught on fire. The dude wanted, my man's wanted, Willem Dafoe character. He wanted them to fail.
Yeah.
He didn't want that shit to work either.
Yeah.
Then when Johnny Carson called him on the phone.
That shit was funny as fuck because he wasn't even listening after a while because he was watching the homeboy fuck up the shit with John Belushi. And then John Belushi threw the fucking Polaroid camera across the room. Yo, it's a roller coaster. I'm not gonna lie. I liked it a lot. It's a roller coaster. Why'd you decide to watch that?
So I saw on Twitter somebody talking about Saturday Night Live
documentary.
Thank you. Yep.
From the high one.
So that you apparently you, there's you talk about why one of the Wayans got fired from Saturday Night Live.
Oh, Damon was talking about that, I think.
So apparently there's a documentary or something about Saturday Night Live and why he got fired. They talk about that a lot. So I thought that was it. But then I was watching, I was like, oh no, this is just a movie.
Okay.
I didn't even know this movie existed until I saw
the trailer. I didn't know what it was about.
No, I never.
I didn't realize it was about.
I never knew nothing about it.
I didn't know what it was about. Yo, that soundbite has to be your favorite soundbite. Every time I play it, you always laugh. It's you're silly, dog. Yeah, Saturday night though it was great. It's probably indicative on like how live shows go and how chaotic it is and the ups and downs of like shit happening and trying to figure some shit. He was hiring people. He went up to do show and hired a new light dude. He went across the street to a bar.
Oh yeah,
hired a new fucking joke guy. Like, it was just...
He's a big part of Saturday Night Live until he died.
The joke guy?
The guy he hired in the bar.
I would have to assume.
I looked it up. Like, he was there mad long.
Yeah. It's a... like I said, it's a really fast-paced movie. I like movies that take place in like a day or like a couple hours. I like movies like that. And the way it's done really well. Like, they're keeping you, like, the time, the continuity of time and how it's getting closer and closer to showtime is good. Like, and everybody pulling everything together is really good. I hate the fact that she's staring at me like this. I wish she'd fucking stop. And
who was the one that was high that locked herself in the
that
room?
Was the I think he was just an assistant.
Oh.
Fucking Wolf Finn Wolfhard was outside.
Oh, part of it. He was J something. NBC Pages, I think his name was, or something. His name was like NBC Pages or something. He's the one that got the audience in the side.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a good movie. I would recommend it. I think it's like I would give it like a 7 or 8. I liked it a lot. I liked it. I had to restart it a couple of times because I was fucking watching YouTube videos. But once I actually sat down and watched it, I was like, oh, this is kind of dope. This is pretty good. But, yeah. What did you think of the movie? Do you even remember?
I do. I thought the beginning was slow, but I loved the when it all came together.
You just say everything I just said about the movie.
Okay, so
have your own independent thought. You druggy? No, I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
The conversation in the on the stairs was good too.
Oh yeah, where he tweaked out.
Yeah, where he was like having the fucking moment.
Yeah. Also, Paul LaRoy is cool. He walked upstairs. Yeah, I didn't know any of the girls as actors. I didn't know, like, in real life. I didn't know a lot of the people. That's what, no. not as the people in the show who they're portraying. I didn't know them.
Yeah, the actresses. Yeah. The real actresses.
Yeah, I didn't know who they were. I only know, four people, which I didn't realize I was Dylan O'Brien until that part. I was like, shit, all right.
The guy who played Lauren Michaels?
Yeah.
Like, you know how it goes through all the festivals and movie whatevers. What are they called?
The movies and festivals?
The movie festivals where they play all the movies. And
Sundance.
Sundance and all of them.
People
loved it. They loved that.
Yeah.
At the
Sundance at?
Sundance is Cali, right?
Is Sundance in Cali?
And there's one, what's the one overseas?
Cairns is in
Cairns something.
Hold on. Where is Cairns Film Festival at?
I don't know where Sundance is at, but I was
Cairns is in
France.
It's in Cairns, France.
Oh, France. Okay.
All right, hold on.
And Sundance is where?
Where is Sundance Film Festival at? Okay, James, you're close. Yes. Utah.
Oh.
Park City.
Really? And, Utah.
Park City and Salt Lake City, Utah.
But it did great at the festival. Like, everybody loved it. Everybody's favorite character was the guy that played Lauren Michaels.
What experience is like?
I would love to go to a fucking movie festival. We could probably go to... I would go to Toronto Film Festival. I know,
and
that's one.
What's the name does stuff, too. Texas. South by Southwest.
Oh, South by Southwest has movies too, yeah.
They do movies and TV.
Oh, I'd love to go back for that. But for the whole week.
But y'all didn't go for that. Y'all went for like music and stuff.
The beginning of the week is movies.
They do technology.
Fashion technology.
Yeah, movies, there's a lot of
TV. Mm-hmm. And like the back end of the week is music and stuff.
Oh, alright. Yeah. Would you recommend it? Because you don't do ratings.
Yeah.
All right. Why?
Like I said, the beginning was slow for me, and the only reason I sat there because it was the assignment. But then when we got to once he got to the bar and it really started rolling, then I enjoyed that.
The bar?
Yeah, where he hired the comedian.
What?
Well, that's my opinion. Okay. Exactly.
But the movie was over.
Yeah. All right. But that's my opinion.
All right, so she hated Minion. Anyway.
Did you start Night Agent?
The first two episodes.
The first episode is crazy. They started off with the bullshit.
Yeah.
I like the first one better.
I didn't finish.
Okay, well, we could talk about
it. I got one episode, one or two episodes left.
Okay, that'll be on the assignment. But in the meantime, I am going to have to ask y'all to watch something.
What?
So you got a choice. You want to watch something particularly good, two movies, or particularly bad. Particularly bad is these movies are probably going to be funny. Good, bad movies. Like, what was the movie we talked about that was a good, bad movie?
Tiptoes?
Yes. Something along there. Or would you like to watch, like, good movies? I'll give you two options.
Just give it to us, Aaron.
You want
to?
Oh, fine. We'll watch all four then. No, just playing. All right, so.
Oh, you know me, the master of TV.
Yeah,
I'm
but
good.
Yeah, but your brain.
What's the good movies?
The good movies, wait.
Two?
Yes, Gladiator 2 and The Substance.
Megan Fox.
No. Courtney Cox. Substance is supposed to be the best movie of last year.
What's the
What Megan was Fox it about?
I'm not going to tell you. You're better off just finding out when you watch it. It's those two. Or you can switch out one of those for Nosferatu.
What?
Nosferatu? You don't remember the old...
You watched it?
No, I bought it, though. The new one.
Yes, the new one.
Yeah, I heard it was good. I heard it was good.
Oh.
Okay. I heard it was good.
All right, what are you saying?
Nosferatu?
It's an old... animated?
It's like the original... It's a remake of the original Dracula movie. Remember the old Dracula white ball?
I know.
Why Dracula. Is she saying like she doesn't know what the fuck I'm talking about? Forget Nosferatu. It's fine. Just, all right, so Gladiator 2 or The Substance or Dangerous Men and White Cobra versus Diamond Fox.
That sounds too much.
What's your pick? Which one you want? No, I'm sorry, not that one. Dangerous Men or Samurai Cop? That's the other one.
I saw Samurai Cop.
Text it
no,
to
she
me.
Hasn't, though.
Text it to me. Whatever you decide.
Just put all four.
You want to watch all four?
I'll watch all four.
I'll watch all four.
Okay, fine. We'll have a movie extravaganza. All right, I have to.
One of these days, we're going to have to watch these together.
Together? Yes. Sitting down? I mean. I feel like Friday night. Maybe we just do a movie a night. Tomorrow, we'll start.
You're going to watch a movie with us?
Yeah.
Ooh.
What the fuck does that mean?
Just what I said.
What the fuck does that mean?
You're giving us your time. We're feeling special.
Shut the fuck. All right. All right. I'm done with you. I'm done with you. That's it for the show.
You sure you covered everything?
Yes, we covered everything. We're done. All right. This is Cindy. This is James. I'm sick of you. You're fucking high off your ass. I'm done. This is Waterbug Boulevard. Listen to us on Mondays at 6. Yo, shut the fuck up. Yo, get the fuck out. All right. Let's see y'all later, man. Either of us if you want to. Have a good one. Stay safe.
I'm sitting here. Stay blessed. I am so hungry.
Yo. All right. See y'all later, man.